Welcome back. Chucky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980. You can always follow us on Instagram, Sports Junkies Radio. We put up that promo picture and now everybody's joning, coming up with goofy titles
for
our boy band.
Always happens.
I see you have a mug, Cakes, with Drab's picture on it.
I do. This is from our friends at Ref the District. It has a picture of one Drab t-shirt on it. Inside this mug are all of the 2-0 teams currently in the NFL. I'm going to pull the names out, and we're going to play a little game called Contender or Pretender.
A contender for what, though? For a playoff spot?
Yeah, just playoff spot.
Okay.
Do some work, make the postseason.
Is that good enough? Just a playoff contender?
Or a contender.
A Super Bowl contender.
To go to a Super Bowl.
Super Bowl.
Super Bowl contender.
Game. Yeah.
Super Bowl contender. Okay, that's different than playoff contender.
So we're raising the bar. All right, the first name I pull out. The Chiefs.
Yes.
Oh, duh. You can throw that one away.
Next.
I mean, come on.
Nobody's going to argue running game's a little bit of an issue now with Pacheco snapping
issue.
His leg.
It's, but an, they'll it's figure definitely it out. An issue, but
they've
they'll
just got enough talent they can overcome most things. Most say they're going to win it, but they're contenders.
Are you going to call them a pretender?
I don't know.
Playing contender, pretender. Are you calling them a pretender?
You're going to outthink yourself on this one?
I would go contender because I think now they lean more into Mahomes and Kelsey and the passing game.
But the running game is an issue.
I just don't have a lot of faith in. Sorry, I don't have a lot of faith in Samaje Perine and
Kareem Hunt.
And the is it Carson Steele?
Yes.
You were telling me how good Perine was before the season.
He's fine, but he's fine in his role as a third down back. But he's not like a guy who's going to have 15 or 20 carries and be like a bell cow type of.
Well,
back.
I'm guessing they're going to go to Kareem Hunt.
The game is contender pretender.
All right, I'll go contender.
Of course,
contender.
ZB said next.
All right, next. Oh, I think this one might go all the way opposite. The Yinzers, the Pittsburgh Steelers, who I believe have scored 31 points in their two wins.
But have only allowed 16.
Contenders or pretenders?
Of course they're pretender.
I think they're a contender.
You do
every
not.
Every year.
Contender for, hold on. You think they're a contender to win a Super Bowl?
Well, I think they can win the division.
That's different. That's making the playoffs.
If they win the division.
You think they could beat teams like Buffalo and Kansas City and Houston in the playoffs?
Not super likely.
Oh, no.
But that defense, it's a little dependent on the opponent. They played the Falcons, who just won in week one. I'm not blown away by them, but I don't think that defense goes away, and I have mad respect for Mike Tomlin.
I have a lot.
They get
of
a winning record
Tomlin.
Every
I
season.
I think they're a contender to make the playoffs.
I think
possibly.
Smith is a fraud as an offensive coordinator.
But they're a pretender to win a championship.
And yeah, pretender. This is the easiest pretender in the whole month.
I say
my
pretender.
Yeah. So we have 3-1.
I'm just giving you my blank.
No,
3-1
I think there's an
pretenders.
Easier one. I think there might be an easier one.
Next name, the Buffalo Bills.
Well, contender.
Got Josh Allen.
Yeah.
I posited last week is better than Patrick Mahomes.
Yes.
So far, so good this season.
Yeah, but then all Pat Mahomes has to do is show all of his Super Bowl rings.
I thought you're not a wins guy. See, you're hypocritical here, Cakes.
No, it's not.
Every
not
other situation, like quarterback wins mean nothing, except in this argument.
Well, they do when you win championships.
Would you guys have
regular season's a little different story.
Would you guys have put the Bills as contenders before week one?
Probably not, because I mean,
I would have. Everybody picked the Jets. Would've. You guys were all down on the Bills. They beat the Cardinals and a bad Dolphins. I don't think I was down on the Bills.
I bought into the media narrative that they lost too many guys.
Now, you're calling it a bad Dolphins team because Tua got knocked out, but I don't think people were calling that team bad at the beginning of the season.
Good. I didn't think they looked that great against the Cardinals, but
they got down, I think, 14 or 17 points in that game and had
comeback,
to claw their way back. So, kudos to them.
We all
had
Buffalo making the playoffs in our predictions.
Contender.
I don't think I had them in the playoffs, actually.
I had them.
And I regret
I had them
it.
I don't know if I had them win the division, but I had them as a wild card.
Contender and James Cook looking pretty good through 2 weeks.
Yes.
With the 3 touchdowns against the Dolphins. Next out of the mug, the Seattle Drabhawks sitting at a surprising, I think, 2-0. Now, you can also look at their opponents. They beat the Bo Pixes. And they went on the road, and they had to squeak to get a win in New England. Contender or pretender? The
I mean,
Seahawks.
They got some legit wide receiver weapons. Kenneth Walker can never stay healthy.
Well, that's been his issue.
I'll say contender to make the playoffs, but pretender to win a championship.
I'll go pretender because Geno Smith looks like he's been unlocked in the offense this year.
All right.
So you mean contender?
Contender. But I kind of give it the caveat that Jason does.
Kind of have to see it
playoff
happen.
Playoff, yeah. Could make the playoffs, but I don't foresee them going to the Super Bowl.
I believe they are one of PFF's top ranked teams. I think number two on both sides of the ball.
Okay.
Geno Smith ranked as number three quarterback. Defense is playing good.
Oh, they're off to a really good start, no doubt.
The NFC is weaker, right? Are we buying in that the NFC is the weaker of the conferences?
Probably, yes.
That was the narrative at least going in. All the better quarterbacks are in the AFC. There are not as many in the NFC.
Yeah.
San Francisco, shaky, a lot of injuries.
Mm-hmm.
I guess I lean contender there for the Seahawks. I've kind of bought into the Geno Smith thing.
Pretender.
And the Seahawks have the Dolphins and Skylar Thompson this week at home.
It's going to help.
Should be 3-0. Now, anything can happen. I mean, maybe Skylar gets hot and they play great defensively. But
are the Seahawks good at stopping the run? Because Devon Achane's been pretty good through the first 2 weeks.
Gibby kind of bitch slapped the Seahawks a little bit yeah, last weekend. So
Gibby had a day.
Hey, are we going to follow EB? You're not willing to be out on Dan Quinn or the coaching staff, but you started grumbling a little bit this week about the coaching staff. Are we going to track the guys that they were interested in but went elsewhere, like Mike McDonald?
Yeah, I think so.
I mean, Ben Johnson ultimately didn't take a job.
I'm out on Ben Johnson forever.
Mike McDonald was somebody that was on their list,
yes.
Right? Who else? I guess Raheem Morris.
Raheem Morris, yep. 1-1.
Here's the thing about the Dan Quinn thing is I was all in on it. You know, I'm great about it. I love that, you know, his enthusiasm and everything. But I don't know yet, man.
Oh, come on.
It's so
it's
early.
Been two games.
Yeah, it's super early.
You got to judge these guys after 3 years, not two games. That's not fair.
Okay, I'm just telling you. It's like a little bit too feel-goody. Everyone's being
just trying to be a culture builder, trying to bring good vibes into the building.
Isn't that exactly what we said about Ron Rivera?
Yeah,
it's a little too feel good. Like at the everyone's being so polite, and I don't know, man.
They're all being like everybody at Monumental Sports Network yesterday.
Yeah, I need a little bit. I think I need a little more edge. I don't know, man. And I've not been thrilled with the defense and the offense.
Nobody's thrilled with the defense.
I would say. Six quarters of I haven't been thrilled with.
Yeah.
Thought it was a little bit better in the second half. I'm personally thrilled with Jaden. And I watched Quinn's presser yesterday. And the one he gave on Monday. And he said that obviously one of his points of emphasis is that Jaden needs to, when he's in escapes, keep his eyes downfield.
Mm-hmm, sure.
And throw on the run. And that just makes him that much more lethal. What is encouraging is he said, he's done it a ton in practice.
Right.
So I know he can do it. So it's just a matter of his comfort. You know, it's only his second NFL game.
Mm-hmm.
Do that. If that's indeed true, and he does add that element, that's just going to take him to the next level.
Right.
Sure.
All right, next name out of the drab mug, the 2-0 Tampa Bay Buccaneers, contender or pretender?
I'm going to start off with this one. Contender. They impressed me. They blew our doors off. That just impressed me.
Well, I'm going to say contender again for the same reason I said it about the Seahawks. I feel like the NFC is up for grabs.
Yeah,
I don't know if there's a dominant team. San Francisco, obviously in the Super Bowl last year, banged up right now.
Mm-hmm. What's really helped them is Chris
Godwin's,
emergence in the first two games. Like his role has changed in that offense where he goes into the slot with that new offensive coordinator, Liam Cohen, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
He's been effective. He had the touchdown in the win on the road against the Lions. Like that could be a scary offense.
They may have one of the better quarterbacks in the NFC.
Yep.
Like I said, AFC loaded with great quarterbacks. NFC, not as many great quarterbacks.
I like what I've seen out of them thus far, but I'm going to label them a pretender because I just don't think they can get to the Super Bowl.
Here's what's concerning about them on the defensive side. They've got a bunch of injuries.
Right.
Especially in the secondary.
Also, their rushing game, like Rashad White, he's been remarkably inefficient. I would guess you might see some more Bucky Irving in the next few weeks, and he's banged up. I think Rashad White has a groin injury he's dealing with.
So is Bucky Irving starting
this week? I don't know about that, but I think he's just going to have a more expanded role going forward. I have the Bucks as a pretender.
Although the Bucks get Denver this week at home.
Well, they should punish
So they
them.
Should be 3-0.
They should move to 3-0, you would think. Next name out of the mug, pretender or contender, the Texans. 2-0.
Definitely a contender.
Yeah. I didn't have them making the playoffs in our predictions. I just thought they'd come back down to earth. But they can get after the quarterback. They can obviously score points.
Offense looks better than it did last year.
They got receivers.
They made additions on defense.
Nico Collins is a star.
Yeah, he's good.
Like, if people are sleeping on him, what he's doing and what he's doing within that offense, he's the clear leader of the three wideouts there, and he's just a stud. Guy gets downfield. He's physical. He's super fast. I'm going to go contender.
Contender
for the Texans.
I think when C.J. Stroud came out of college, I just thought he would be like all the other Ohio State quarterbacks.
Right.
I was wrong.
Contender or pretender, another AFC squad, the Chargers.
Contender.
I'll say contender just because of who they're coached by. Because he wins everywhere.
Ooh. He does, but I'm going to say pretender. They're relying too much on the running game. I don't know if I believe in the Quentin Johnston outburst from last week. I don't know how sustainable that is. I love the J.K. Dobbins story, but if he gets banged up and that's been his track record, then you have to rely on Gus Edwards and Kimani Vidal.
Yep.
Like, it seems fragile. The 2-0 start to me seems fragile for them.
Might be 13 points allowed, but one of those is the Panthers.
Right.
So, but I would say, you know, they tough division with the Raiders and the Chiefs. Maybe a pretender to win a championship, but yeah, I think they're strong.
I think they're going to outkick their season win prediction. I think they're going to go over that, but I don't see them as a real threat, at least in year one of Harbaugh. Pretender, the Chargers.
I just don't doubt him.
Yeah.
In my bold predictions, I had them winning a playoff game. Mm-hmm. I could see them winning a couple just because the Harbaugh factor. They have a very good quarterback. It's dependent on those guys staying healthy, but you could say that about every team. Sure. And then maybe I'm swayed by the first couple games, but defense is doing its job.
Yep. Now, they did play the Raiders and the Panthers, the first two. So
totally agree.
If they go on the road,
context matters.
If they go on the road and beat the Steelers and dominate them, then maybe put me in the contender list. Final name out of the mug, the Saints. Very surprising start. They scored 91 points in their first two games. Contender.
I'm sticking with contender.
Keeps doing what it's doing.
You're sticking with contender just because it's the NFC.
Again, yeah, same rationale. Like, do you believe there's a dominant team right now in the NFC?
No.
People were high on Detroit before.
No.
Detroit might still be the favorite. San Francisco could still be the favorite, but a lot of injuries.
They got too many injuries.
I mean, they went on the road and punished an NFC favorite in Dallas in week two. Yeah. Like, it was a laugher. Like, the game was basically over by halftime. Contender.
They're the Saints.
The way they've scored points is incredible. 91 in two games.
Their differential's crazy.
Yes.
+62. It might be the biggest contender.
But you know what? It's Derek Carr. Can Derek Carr win a Super Bowl? I don't think so.
I mean, he's not.
That's what you used to say about Matthew Stafford. Sorry.
That's true.
If Dilfer could, Derek Carr can.
I mean, Derek Carr's not going to keep throwing touchdowns at the same rate that he's been doing. I think he has a 12% touchdown rate at this point, which, that's not sustainable, but if Alvin Kamara stays upright and keeps doing what he's doing on offense,
that's a huge plus.
I think he's 29 at this point. Like, he's getting up there, but he looks completely rejuvenated in this offense through 2 weeks. Contender. There you go. Mug's empty.
What about Commanders?
Oh my God, are you kidding?
The Commanders? No, it's only 2-0 teams.
I understand. I'm just throwing it in there.
2-0 to make it into the draft mode.
I was asking EB, Pete Prisco, who he's mentioned a few times in recent months that he felt like he's come around and kind of likes the Commanders now and gives them good record predictions, had them 29th in his power poll this week.
I mean, I can't argue with him. We
it seems very low.
As a team, you know, we haven't looked good. It's been, I'll say I've been disappointed overall where we are. Sorry.
A little bit later in the show,
their roster is still,
I expected,
got a lot of open
expected
holes.
A little bit, I expected a much better defense.
Yeah.
A little bit later in the show, we've got Mike Rizzo, Nats GM. He'll join us at 9:00. Mike Loxley at 9:40. And it's a game show Wednesday. Your chance to win some great prizes as we play Name That Hurting at 9:20 here on The Fan.